Hi everyone, it's Jessica Rabbit, free to be heard, and it's that time again, it's story time. A little story about way too much built up sexual tension and frustration and just, oh god, fuck, need. After many, many days and weeks and possibly months, who knows anymore? All the emails and text messages, phone calls. All lead up to the unexpected. The unexpected random, let's meet halfway. And how could I dare say no? Didn't have a choice, really. I may have pretended to think about it, but the only answer was yes. My need to have your orgasm was just so strong, and as I read the message and pondered the idea, I couldn't think of any reason at all why not, and what I needed most was your orgasm, to have it, to take it, to have it fed to me. To hear you tell me how much you needed to come. With my mouth wrapped around your cock. So I accept the request, the askings, unexpected as it was, and we agree on a place to meet, we agree on a time. Oh god, and as I get up and go about my day, the errands run that day. Maybe it was today. Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it's tomorrow. And as I went about my errands, all I could think about was before the day is done. I will have your cock. It will be in my mouth. And I am going to suck every hardened, thick inch. And so I came back home and went about the task of getting ready. Carefully chosen skirt, multicolored purple and blue, yellow, pink, the turquoise, lace, boy shorts underneath, and chosen only for the purpose of collecting my wetness on the drive to you. No other reason but that normally I probably wouldn't even bother. But I want you to know how wet, how sticky, I get at just the thought of you. having your cock in my mouth. All along the drive, it's like tiny little currents. A fire off, starting at my toes, my feet, my calves. My leg, each thigh, right in the middle of my clit, pulsing hard, just thinking about how good it's gonna feel when my lips wrap around you for See, my need to suck cock is, oh God, it's obsessive, and it's been too long. Drive, I just think about how bad I want to suck your cock. Oh God, yes. Fuck. When I arrived at the designated meeting spot, so-called park, which is a glorified name for the boat ramp area. Oh, God. Fuck. I know exactly what you'll be driving. How to spot you. The second I pull up next to you and open my door, you step out of your car. Oh, God. And throw my arms around you and our lips meet. Oh. And once the kiss starts, neither one of us want it to stop. But as we pull away, your teeth tug on my bottom lip. The one you know I bite on all the time when I think about you. Oh, God. Fuck. The space just isn't gonna work for what we have to do. While there was talk of coffee, fuck coffee. Just, like, literally, fuck coffee. So we need to remedy this, and remedy it quickly. Knowing what a control freak I am about driving, you hop into my car. We set out to find a new destination. Destination. We've barely touched. Every part of me is flustered and flushed. Oh, God. This is what you do to me all the time. And as we look for location, my hand finally makes its way to the bulge in your pants. That pretty cock of yours. Oh, God. Fuck. And the next time I see a church, I pull in, laughing a little because I seem to recall a similar scenario as a teenager at a church parking lot, but it was the middle of the night, and now it's the middle of the day, and privacy is, oh god, fuck, very important. You take a look around, and no houses nearby. There's no shade and it's hot, but I don't even care. I just need your cock. I need to suck. And I don't care. When I tell you about the surprise I have for you and ask you, I should give it to you now. I'm so eager to know what it is. You say yes. I reposition myself in the seat. Coordinated panties. And hand that to you. You take note of just how wet I am. And we've not even started. This is just the thought of you. Oh, God. Always. So wet. Just the thought. Fuck. And I'm unable to wait any longer. I reach over. Stick my thumbs into your pants. Oh god, fuck. Yes. Begin to pull them down. I get them down just barely below your ass, and for like a second I think that's gonna be far enough, and then I realize no. I need cock access to your cock. And your balls. Oh, man. And pull them further down. The nipples you've been playing with on the car, right? And pressing against the ball. An equally well coordinated purple tank top. I could just please, just trust me, just let me do what it is I love, ache, need to do. Oh god, seeing you again. I won't let you go. Hands underneath your shirt. I don't even bother to take it off. It's, oh god, I just need to suck your cock. Fuck. You have no idea. As I reach the tip, cut the tip. I rub it across my soft flesh lips. And in that instant, God, I think I could come. And I ask you to just don't come. I'd actually be very out of character, I tell you. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, don't come. Not until I'm ready. Look at that. Oh, let me have my way. Need written all over my face. Not yet. Oh god, fuck, not yet. And I press the tip against my lips again. Pull it into my mouth. Oh god, yes. Oh, finally. Oh, finally I can taste your cock. Oh god, blood pulse. Oh, now I lean my face against you. I'm rubbing my nose down the shaft over my cheek. In the shaft, just. With your cock laying against my cheek, burying my head down at the base, nose deep in your sack, and I breathe you in. Begin to suck and tease, lick and savor. Oh yes, every inch of your cock. Oh, pulling you into my mouth. Oh. Let you pop out. Teasing the tip of my tongue. So warm. Wet. Soft. supple and so eager to taste you. God, I can't get enough. And as unexpected as the request to meet halfway, as the amount of time I spent, oh God, sucking you from tip to base, licking and sucking your balls, letting my fingertips slide across your shaft and on the tip of your dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, the frenulum. Oh, yeah. My tongue just swirling and swimming all around. One would think 10 or 15 minutes and I'd be satisfied. No. Oh, God, no. It's nowhere near enough. 20 minutes go by, and I keep, oh God, I keep sucking and getting you so close. Oh, fuck, so close. Teasing you with my mouth, then pulling out. Oh God, fuck, fuck, not yet. Oh, not yet. 30 minutes. I've still not had enough. Oh, I'm pulling you out of my mouth so I can continue to lick all over your cock, top, bottom, side. Oh, tip, base, balls. Putting them in my mouth, licking them. Oh, fuck, fuck. 40 minutes go by, and still, my head is in your lap. I come up ever so often to kiss you, tell you how much I love your cock. Oh, fuck. So good. So big and fat and hard and thick. Oh, God, every vein just pulsing and full. Oh God. The way it twitches on my tongue. How it slides so perfectly down my throat. Oh fuck. 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 Not yet. Oh God. No, not yet. Not yet. Oh, 50 minutes go by. And as I come up for another kiss, pulling you out of my mouth as you're about to come again. Oh, God. You ask me, what if I just told you what a good girl you are? Fuck. Oh. Just the words, so respondent, so well trained. Fuck. Oh, fuck. God, yes. Oh. I return to your cup. I hear you again. Asking me to please, God, please let you come. And I can't. I can't help. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, but come again. Oh. Oh. Touching early on, it's been at least a good 30 to 45 minutes since any hands were anywhere near my pussy. But oh god, sucking your cock. Oh, just that alone makes me come. Oh yeah. And as we resituate ourselves in the car, we notice someone pulls in. Oh, fuck. So we drive back to the park with the intention for us both to go home. We both have busy days tomorrow. And it's a bit of a drive. But as we sit there, oh god. You make a query. And you ask, how many times did I come? Oh god, fuck. I tell you 3. Oh, 3 beautiful cups. Not wanting to leave just yet. Your own need. That one that's been burning in you. Need to taste me. Oh, yeah. reminds me, oh fuck, that I don't like odd numbers. And we should find a new spot to take care of that. Oh, yes. But if it means not leaving you just yet. Oh. And I get to come again. Oh. How can I say no? I set off again, looking for another spot, and oh, what do you know, the other end of the road sits yet another church. Well, I guess now it's tradition to pull into the parking lot. Listeners have a story to get through. We switch places in the car. Somehow, some way, you manage. To hug yourself between my thighs in the passenger seat. Skirt up around my waist and pushed part of the way up in the seat. Oh, I don't even know how far. Your face between my thighs. Oh my god. It's picture perfect. The perfect framing. Oh god, yeah. Oh. Did you start teens? Your face gets closer. Oh god. Your mouth closer. Closer. Oh god. Fuck. Second. Your tongue makes contact with my clit. Oh god. I nearly come. Again. Oh god. But no. I'm not allowed to come yet either. Oh god. I don't know how long you're there. All I know is shake it off. Feels so good. That's all I can do is feel. Oh. Oh. The pressure gets my cheek spot and your tongue. And then the other hand. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, reaches up and starts to play with my nipples. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, please, please. Oh, fuck. Oh. So we can put ourselves together. Oh, fuck. Oh. Ah, oh, fuck. Aftershock. Yes. Oh. I turn you to your car. And stepping out for one last kiss. One last time in each other's arms. As you bite at my bottom lip again. The only thing I want to say is just don't go. Stay a little longer. Just